You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
It's the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show from the Diamond. We're getting set for Game 3 in this six-game series between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for stopping on by the ballpark this evening. Matt Sabatis with you from Richmond, Virginia. A tight one for the Bay Sox last night, but more of that come-from-behind fun that they have been working with over the last few weeks. Second half has seen so many come-from-behind wins for Bowie that it's honestly become a bit of an expectation at points. And while that can be fun, I tell you, a nice big blowout win isn't going to hurt every now and then. Either way, it was another one-run victory for the Bay Sox, 4-3 after trailing 3-0 early. They got an early run on a Silas Ardoin single, a couple of RBI in the fifth inning, one from Cedric Mullins, one from Jackson Holliday, and then Ardoin made himself the hero of the match with an RBI double in the eighth inning to push Bowie ahead. Five strong innings from Connor Gillespie in the win. He took a no decision as the Bay Sox didn't push ahead until the eighth, but it was a great day for Gillespie pitching around so many of his hometown crowd. But on today's contest, the Bay Sox will be trying to take a 2-1 lead, and if they can pick up the win today, they would move to, at the very least, just one game out of first place, as they're still stuck within this tight run in the Southwest Division. Three teams are playoff potentials at the moment, only two games out of first. The Bay Sox, one of those three teams. We'll talk about today's starting pitching matchup in a moment, but it does feature one of the main storylines of this contest as well, as John Means will be making a Major League rehab appearance for the Bay Sox. First professional outing for Means since making two starts with the Orioles at the start of the 2022 season and then going down with a left forearm injury and requiring Tommy John surgery. So this will be a big day for the big league lefty. But as we set up today's game, let's set you up with the numbers. As Bowie comes in for game number 105 on the season, a 49-55 record, a one-game winning streak, the Bay Sox are 5-5 over their last 10, 22-25 when playing on the road. Richmond comes in for game number 105 on the season as well, a 53-51 record for the Squirrels. One-game losing streak for them as they're also 5-5 over their last 10, 31-22 when playing in front of home crowds here at the Diamond. In the second half, Richmond still has the best record in the Eastern League at 20-15. I'll tell you, the Binghamton Rumble Ponies are starting to make a bit of a push themselves in the Northeast Division. They're tied for the second-best record in the Eastern League right now in the second half. But that's the Northeast Division. We don't have to worry about them just yet. The Bay Sox in the second half are 18-17. As Richmond leads the Southwest Division, the Bay Sox are in a three-way tie for third. Akron and Harrisburg are both 18-17 on the season as well. Akron and Harrisburg are playing each other right now at FNB Field on City Island in Harrisburg. So they're just going to be bouncing back and forth, it feels, or at the very least, that's what the Bay Sox would hope for most, if they can try and climb back into the thickest part of this standings board. But honestly, right now, it's pretty thick as it is. The only team that's not two games out is Altoona. They're four games out at 15-18. Starting pitching matchup for today's game, as mentioned, will feature John Means going for the Bay Sox, while Richmond throws out left-hander John Michael Bertrand. It'll just be the fifth start for Bertrand here at AA. He has rocketed up through the Giants organization this season. It's already his third level after spending a decent amount of time with High A Eugene, 49 1/3 innings with the Emeralds in the Northwest League at a 2.92 ERA. And opponents were only hitting him at a 196 clip, but it's much different here at AA. 269 average against, only 14 strikeouts in 18 innings. He has walked 7 batters, but has not allowed a home run yet. The left-handers are hitting him at 333. The Bay Sox do only bring 3 lefties into the lineup today. The top 2 batters will be lefty Dylan Beavers and Jackson Holliday. But Bertrand is a contact pitcher. He does give up plenty of ground balls, a ground ball to fly ball ratio of about 1.5. The Bay Sox will need to rely on the timely hitting again, the timely base hits specifically, in order to push ahead early and hopefully take this game on the winning path. Bowie does only have one home run out of their 16 total base hits over this series, so they have been getting the knocks. It's just all about using the knocks at the right time. John Means goes for the Bay Sox today. His first professional appearance since Tommy John surgery on the front end of the 2022 season. And because of that, we don't expect to see him for very long. But this is a massively important step for Means on the rehab trail, facing live opponents for the first time, not complex batters, not people down in Florida, live opponents, live prospects that have key experience in this league, at AAA, and elsewhere around the country. Means will be seeing how far he can go, but 30 pitches, 40 pitches might be, honestly, 40 pitches might even be a bit of a stretch. It's all going to be about just making sure that he feels all right when it comes to getting his pitches placed on the zone. Want to make sure that the location is good for him to just go out, pitch a couple of innings, hopefully keep it scoreless, and with a rehab appearance like this, the Bay Sox will have a little bit of breathing room when it comes to the pitchers available in their bullpen, and they'll be able to work with that from there. But it's just exciting to see the 2019 All-Star, one of the best pitchers on staff over the last couple of seasons for Baltimore, make his steps back up to the big league club, especially when they are playing as well as they are here in 2023. It's just another reminder of what Baltimore is still going to be capable of in the coming years. We'll discuss more on Means in a little bit, but for now we've got to take a break here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. When we return, we're going to chat with Connor Gillespie. Started yesterday's game, had plenty of hometown fans in attendance, and had a lot of hometown pride while pitching here at a ballpark he's very familiar with. 3 years at VCU, where they play their home games here at the Diamond. So we're going to get Gillespie's thoughts on all of that surrounding his start yesterday and the last few weeks for him here with Bowie. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Another patient-first difference? Prescriptions on site. Patient First carries prescription medications for most urgent care conditions, so you can walk out with your prescription in hand, head home, and start feeling better sooner. It's yet another way we offer convenient care that fits your busy schedule. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
We keep rolling on with the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, getting set for game 3 of 6 between Bowie and Richmond. Sitting down with Connor Gillespie, had another big start last night, 5 strong innings, and for what's probably the last time this season, got to pitch in a ballpark you were very familiar with. 3 seasons at VCU, they play here at the Diamond for their home games. Just what has the experience been like getting to pitch here as often as you have in familiar grounds, but on an unfamiliar team in a sense?
Yeah, it's been surreal. The first time we played, it was a lot different. Like, it was just being back. I was new locker room, so that was huge. But, it was a surreal moment. Like, it was almost a little weird, definitely, but I enjoyed it, you know.
You had a big turnout family-wise. I could tell a little bit last night. You almost had what seemed to be a third of the stands out there by the bullpen chatting with you post-game.
Yeah, I did. I had a bunch of people show out, a bunch of VCU staff, friends, and a lot of family, because I'm only about an hour away. Yeah. So it was great. It was awesome. I was so glad to see them all. I'm glad they came out and supported. It means a lot.
I want to talk a little bit about the game last night specifically. Did it become notable early on how often Richmond was just going after the first pitch? Because I feel like I picked up on it, especially after the third batter, and it just carried for what seemed to be the rest of the game.
Yeah, it seemed like they were swinging, man. They weren't letting me get deep in counts. And sometimes you got to just roll with that. Like, I was making some pitches and letting them get themselves out early if they could, but, yeah.
How do you potentially adjust your game plan in a situation like that? Do you try to feed them more pitches on the fringes of the zone to get weak contact?
Yeah, you definitely try and stay out of the middle of the plate. Especially with a team like that, like they've seen me a lot this year. I've probably thrown, I'd say, 20-ish innings against them.
Yeah.
But so they know me in the zone. They know I'm throw strikes. So they were going, and I think I had to adjust a little bit, and then they adjusted again. So it was a battle, but it was a good win.
We continue on with Connor Gillespie here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show ahead of Bowie and Richmond. How's it been pitching with Cedric Mullins, though, in center field? Made another spectacular catch there.
That was awesome. It was just seeing him out there doing his thing, getting healthy. It's like playing with an all-star.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, speaking of all-stars, we got John Means starting tonight. That's another big moment. And then we've had Tyler Wells on the roster too. Yeah. What's it been like getting to talk with a lot of these guys? James McCann too, the rehabbers that have come through the Bay Sox, I assume give you guys a lot of opportunity to get a little bit of insight on what goes on once you get up to Baltimore.
Yeah, they're great guys. They're really letting us. Like, they're not holding back. They're letting us all in, know about all the little things, ins and outs, what to do, what not to do, what helped them. It's been great. They're really great guys, and it's been awesome how open they are to sharing.
What do you want to see from yourself over the next few weeks as we get toward the wrap of the season?
I want to finish strong. You know, I want to have a finish up good in August, and then hopefully make a playoff push in September.
Yeah. I mean, at this rate, it's going to be a tight race. Do you feel like that's energizing the clubhouse with how tight the Southwest Division is right now?
I think so. Right now we're taking it day by day, you know, like pitch by pitch. But we definitely know we're in it, and we know we can do it. So we're not far out. So
now that you've been back in the area, have you been able to get out, explore some of your favorite spots in Richmond, or has it just been more game and team focused? Or maybe now you can explore a little bit more now that your start's out of the way.
Yeah, I've gotten out to venture around. There's a great place right down the road called Lunch and Supper.
Okay.
Yeah, really good. There's great food all over the city. Yeah. I'm sure I'll venture out a little more as the week goes on, but it's good to be home, you know.
I partially use that question as a reason to get suggestions for myself, too, on places to go get once we roll into the weekend. As we get ready to wrap things up here with Connor Gillespie on the pregame show, rest of the season features a lot of road games. There's a two-week road trip coming up, but we end the season on the road. Have you been keeping yourself occupied outside of baseball? A little video game action? What's been the latest watch for you on Netflix or Hulu?
A little video games, definitely. We've been watching Suits.
Okay.
Yeah,
Suits. I know John Weinberg in the clubhouse. He kind of turned me on to that show.
Yeah, it's been all right. There's some slow parts, but I'm getting into it a little bit.
Yeah, just the thrilling nature of business. It's always fun, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I tell you, it was a thrilling finish last night, and congrats on another good day, Connor. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
That's Connor Gillespie here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. We'll break now. Be back in a bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Are you a sailor, power boater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When workdays are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone once waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Back in on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, getting set for Bowie and Richmond tonight. Glad to hear from Connor Gillespie in our last segment. A lot of just fun insight from him getting to pitch here so close to his hometown and with so many fans in attendance for him. Let's go ahead and walk you through the starting lineups ahead of this one as the Bay Sox are trying to take a 2-1 lead in this series, getting the manager's meeting underway right now. Bowie will be making a couple of changes among their nine, most notably Cedric Mullins is going to be out of the lineup. Have to imagine his rehab stint will be complete tomorrow, officially over, as it was anticipated for him to rejoin the Orioles up in Seattle. And with Baltimore playing a day game, finishing their series against Houston earlier today, picking up the win, we have to assume that Baltimore is already on the way up to the Pacific Northwest, and Mullins is most likely on his way to join them. But with Mullins gone, that means Dylan Beavers will rejoin the lineup as the leadoff batter. He's hitting .375 over his first six games. Took yesterday off, but went 1-for-4 on Tuesday. Jackson Holliday is going to continue batting second. He'll be at shortstop, and Billy Cook will continue to bat third. Had a good conversation with Cook a little bit earlier, where he talks about not really concerning himself too much with all of the places he's been put in the lineup. He's had at least one plate appearance at every single lineup position at this point in the season. The third lineup slot was the last one that he had gotten to after Cedric Mullins joined the team. That's when Cook had finally batted third. But he'll be there again today on a 5-game hitting streak, while Judd Fabian will be in right field cleaning up. Max Wagner at third base bats fifth. John Rhodes will be in left field batting sixth. Said this on our social media pregame show. Gotta love the concept of John Rhodes having to bat sixth because the lineup is so contact and power friendly above him that they can get someone so powerful that low into the bottom half. Silas Ardoin will catch today. 4-for-15 on the season, but 2-for-4 yesterday. Maxwell Costas will be the DH, and Colin Burns will be at second base. Starting lineup for Richmond continues to see Ishmael Mungaya lead off and Will Wilson to follow. Third game for Wilson since being brought down from AAA Sacramento. Donovan Walton continues to bat third, and Shane Matheny will stay in the cleanup slot. Carter Aldretti is at first base batting fifth. There is one change with Victor Birakoto jumping up a slot into the six hole. He'll be in right field, while Jimmy Glowenke is back in the lineup. He got hit by a pitch midway through Tuesday's game. Looked to be on the hand. He left the game immediately after that, and Brandon Martorano replaced him in the field. It looks like Glowenke is not making an injured list stint because he's, you know, in the starting lineup today. He'll be at third base batting seventh, while Logan Wyatt is the designated hitter batting eighth. Martorano will catch today. He's batting ninth. Could be helpful for the Bay Sox after Andy Thomas was the catcher for the last two games. High caught stealing rate for him. Martorano has caught only 7 stolen base attempts out of 45 total tries. So that's 38 stolen bases allowed. Could be big for Bowie and the speed that they've been starting to accrue on their promotions from High A Aberdeen. Squirrels have taken the field, so we can step aside. When we return, we've got first pitch and all the play-by-play. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Ready to party like it's 1979? Then boogie on in to Royal Farms for Chicken Palooza Disco Style. For a limited time, get a 2-piece chicken meal, white, dark, or tenders, and Royal Farms Western fries for just $6, with a portion of each sale donated to a local charity. Plus, register to win Royal Farms World Famous Chicken for a year. It's a celebration! So hustle on in and tell them you heard it on the radio. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms. 10 cents from each chicken box sale will benefit local charities.
Ram's Head on stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Ram's Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages and the best benefits in our industry, visit our website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org, and let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Now let's go out to the field. It's Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
To go from the diamond. It's game three of this six-game series between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for stopping on by the ballpark this evening. Matt Sabatis with you from Richmond, Virginia. And as John Michael Bertrand warms on the mound for Richmond, the starting lineup for the Bowie Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in center field, you've got Dylan Beavers, followed by Jackson Holliday at shortstop batting second. Billy Cook at first base bats third. Judd Fabian in right field cleans up. Max Wagner at third base bats fifth. John Rhodes in left field bats sixth. Salazar Duan catches and bats seventh. Maxwell Costas, the DH, bats eighth. Colin Burns is at second base batting ninth. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Tim DeJohn, assisted by Sherman Johnson, Forrest Herman, Ryan Gohl, and Sam Sauer. Elise Kramer is the athletic trainer. Bowie is 49-55, 18-17 in the second half. And again, their lineup features Beavers, Holliday, Cook, Fabian, Wagner, Rhodes, Arduan, Costas, Burns, all to face off against John Michael Bertrand on the mound. As the left-hander Beavers digs in, 375 average and 964 OPS in six games. Bertrand is ready to go. Lefty kicks and deals the first pitch home, and it's a fastball fouled off left side. Nothing and one to start. We're underway at 6:36 p.m. on a 79-degree, partly cloudy, mostly sunny day here in Richmond, Virginia. Winds out to left field at about 10 miles an hour. Here's the 0-1 pitch in from Bertrand, and it misses too high. One ball and one strike. Three doubles, no triples for Beavers. No homers yet, but three runs batted in as the Bay Sox are trying to make it back-to-back games. The 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball just misses too far down, and the count goes to two balls and one strike. Bowie was able to pick up another come-from-behind win last night. They trailed 3-0 early. The 2-1 pitch, and a late swing and miss on a fastball outside. It's two balls and two strikes here on Beavers. But Bowie was able to climb back, score one in the fourth, two in the fifth, one in the eighth. An RBI double by Salazar Duan pushed Bowie ahead, and they eventually won 4-3. Bertrand kicks and deals the 2-2, and it's too far down. Run it full here on Beavers to start the game. Beavers 0-for-1 on a full count once he's gotten to it. Has not struck out yet, has two walks. The payoff, and it's called strike three in the outside half. Beavers had thrown his bat back to the dugout, thinking he was going to first. Bay Sox had some trouble with the fastballs outside, partly from the pitchers, partly from the umpires in yesterday's game, and Beavers is burned early. Let's tell you about the defense. Left or right in the outfield, you've got Mungaya, Matheny, Barricotto, Glowenke at third, Wilson at short, Walton at second, Aldretti at first, Brandon Martirano catches. First pitch to Jackson Holliday is called for strike in the outside half of the plate. It's nothing and one. 367 average for Holliday, 1024 OPS in 15 games, four doubles, no triples, three homers. Next offering, too far down and away, one ball and one strike. Holliday has six runs batted in this season. Holliday ejected in the ninth inning of yesterday's game as the 1-1 pitch is too far down and away, seemed to be not too different from the pitch that got Dylan Beavers called out. Two balls and one strike. Holliday struck out three times in yesterday's game, twice looking the 2-1 pitch, and he punches it hard up the first baseline, but just foul. Goes a little bit to the right side of the bag, just as it was bouncing. Two balls and two strikes. It was Holliday's first ejection here with the Bay Sox, and it was his first three-strikeout game with Bowie. He only has one four-strikeout game this entire season. Bases empty, one out. The 2-2 pitch to Holliday is swung on and missed down for strike three. Yesterday started with two strikeouts from the starting pitcher, and that's how today goes as well. Spencer Bivens finished with a career-high tying six. John Michael Bertrand has two quick ones, and now Billy Cook will bat. Umpiring crew for today's game, Mitch Treziak is at third. Tom Fornarola at first. Justin Juska calls the balls and strikes behind home plate. First pitch into Billy Cook, and the right-hander lifted in the air, right field up the line. Barracudo jogs to it, stops in fair territory, takes a lean to his right, and makes the catch. Three up, three down inning. The Bay Sox don't get much. Around a couple of strikeouts. Bottom of the first coming up. Bowie nothing. Richmond set to bat. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Go down quietly in the top of the first inning. 12 pitches for John Michael Bertrand. And as we move to the bottom of the first, John Means warms in the mound for the Bay Sox in a Major League rehab appearance from Baltimore. The starting lineup for the Richmond Flying Squirrels that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in left field, you've got Ishmael Mungaya, followed by Will Wilson at shortstop batting second. Donovan Walton at second base bats third. Shane Matheny in center field cleans up. Carter Aldretti at first base bats fifth. Victor Barracudo in right field sixth. Jimmy Glowenke at third base bats seventh. Logan Wyatt, the DH, bats eighth. Brandon Martirano catches and bats ninth. The Squirrels are the AA affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. They're managed by Dennis Pelfrey, assisted by Paulo Seguera, Corey Elasic, and Lipso Nava. Chris Walsh is the athletic trainer. Richmond is 53-51 in the season, one-game losing streak, 5-5 over their last 10, and 20-15 in the second half. That is the best record in the division. They're two games ahead of any other playoff-eligible team. Again, the Richmond lineup features Mungaya, Wilson, and Walton, Matheny, Aldretti, and Barracudo, Glowenke, Wyatt, and Martirano, all to face off against John Means on the mound. The diamond here in Richmond is 330 feet down the line to both left field and right field, 405 feet to straightaway center field, and again, the winds push out toward left field, topping out at around 10 miles an hour. It's around 7 right now. As the left-hander Ishmael Mungaya will get us started, 308 average, 787 OPS in 50 games. 10 doubles, no triples, 3 home runs, 23 runs batted in. Means climbs the hill. It'll be the first pitch he throws in a professional game since undergoing Tommy John surgery early last year. He winds and fires. On its way, a fastball. Misses too far down at 91. 1-0 to start here on the left-hander Mungaya. There are four lefties in the lineup today for Richmond. Mungaya, Walton, Matheny, and Wyatt. Everyone else right-handed. 1-0. And a fastball just misses too far down at 90. Two balls and no strikes. Sun is setting mostly here into the center fielder's eyes. We've talked about that a couple of times already with the way the sun sets behind the ballpark. Only hurts Dylan Beavers now, the 2-0. Breaking ball too far inside. It's three balls and no strikes here as Means is working just around the edges of the zone, unable to grab it just yet. 3-0 pitch to Mungaya. And it's called a strike high as Mungaya was curling his way up the first base line, expecting a four-pitch walk. Not the case, though, as Means uses four fastballs to get it going. Now we'll try and work back in from a 3-1 count. Steps back, kicks high the pitch. And it swung on and missed down. Good off-speed. And it runs full here on Mungaya, who's 0-77 on a full count at the plate. Usually puts it into play, only walks about 30% of the time. The 3-2 pitch. And it's slowly tapped back toward the mound. Means discharges, gloves, throws, got him! John Means gets it started. A little bit of defense to get it going. 1-3 put out after the dismount, and let's tell you about the rest of the defense. Left to right in the outfield, you've got John Rhodes, Dylan Beavers, and Judd Fabian. Max Wagner is at third, Jackson Holliday at short, Colin Burns at second, Billy Cook at first, and Silas Ardoin catches behind the plate for John Means in the mound. First pitch into Will Wilson is skied high but foul right side. It's nothing and one to start. Wilson in his third game back with Richmond after starting the year with AAA Sacramento. The 0-1 pitch is too far down. It's one ball and one strike now. Wilson is 1-for-10 so far this series. He's put everything into play. Does have a couple of RBI on his only base hit. 1-1 pitch. And he swings and misses on the low breaking ball. It's 1-2 now. John Means, a 6'4", 230-pound, 30-year-old left-hander, lives in Dallas at the moment, selected by the Orioles in the 11th round of the 2014 draft. The 1-2 pitch, a high fastball misses. It's 2-2. Went to West Virginia, same school as Cade Stroud from the Bowie bullpen. Here's the 2-2. And it's in there, strike three. Fastball on the upper inside corner gets Wilson looking. First strikeout back for John Means. Two down here in the first inning. Donovan Walton will bat now. The Bay Sox are in their alternate black jerseys today. Gray pants, black cap, orange cursive Bay Sox on the front of the jersey. First pitch to Walton in the left-hander. Pops it foul out of play left side. Nothing in one. 303 average for Walton. A 900 OPS in just 10 games this season. No doubles or triples, but two home runs. He's driven in six this year. The 0-1, check swing, called strike. Outside half of the plate anyway, it's nothing in two. Means made two appearances with the big league club last season before going down with the forearm injury that required him to go under the knife. Gave up three earned in eight innings, just two walks against seven strikeouts. Bases empty, two outs. The 0-2 pitch. High fastball misses, it's 1-2. Prior to that, 2021 saw him put together what was, in a lot of ways, considered the shining star of the Orioles season. 3.62 ERA, threw a no-hitter. 1-2, just misses too far outside. 2-2. On the road in Seattle. It was a jaw-dropping day for Means. The 2-2 pitch, and Walton watches fastball move too far up and in. 3-2. Payoff to Walton. Popped him up. Left field. It's going to be John Rhodes to go after it. He stops and makes a catch after a casual jog. Three up, three down inning as John Means starts to climb the horse again. We're on to the second. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? On-site x-ray departments and government-certified labs. They're fully staffed by radiologic technologists and lab professionals every day of the year. These services help our staff more accurately diagnose injuries like broken bones and illnesses like pneumonia. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Once again, welcome into the diamond. That's Spottis with you from Richmond as we move on to the second inning of a scoreless game. Judd Fabian will lead off here as the Bay Sox get to work offensively. First pitch misses down, and it's 1-0 to start. John Michael Bertrand used 12 pitches for a perfect first, the 1-0, and Fabian watches it miss inside, 2-0. John Means used 17 pitches for a perfect first inning. Fabian hitting 157 with a 672 OPS. The next is too far high. It is 3-0 out of the gate. 36 games for Fabian, 5 doubles, 1 triple, 9 homers, 13 runs batted in. Does have a solo home run this week. The next, Called strike right down Broadway. It's 3-1 here on Fabian. After him, Max Wagner and John Rhodes will bat. As the 3-1 is popped up, right side foul. Aldretti is going to jog but stop once he gets to the warning track. That almost hit a slushy vendor. Oh, that would have been a disaster if you had all of that frozen sweet ice just flying everywhere. Fortunately, the young employee realized what was coming and got out of the way. Full count pitch now, and Fabian ropes a line drive to left field. This one slowly headed to the corner. Could be a chance for two, and Fabian thought about it. He'll stop, though, on a great grab by Ishmael Mungaya. Fabian does lead off with a single, though. First base hit of the game. Base runner for either side. He's got hits in two of his last three now, and Max Wagner will try and push him along. Wagner in his third game at AA, 1-8. 1 strikeout, no walks. No extra base hits, no ribby. John Michael Bertrand, a 6'3", 205-pound, 25-year-old lefty from Raleigh, North Carolina. 10th-round selection in 2022 from Notre Dame. First pitch into Max Wagner is a fastball that misses too far up and away. 1-0 to start. On the season for the Squirrels, he's gone 1-1 with a 4.00 ERA. Very simple stuff, and that's 8 earned runs in 18 innings. Here's the 1-0. And it's cracked a short double play ball. High bounce, though, for Will Wilson from his back foot. Throws to Walton at first. The turn back to Aldretti is in time. Very hard double play for Will Wilson to try and make, but he got it done. 6-4-3 twin killing eliminates the leadoff single from Judd Fabian, who he has to work with a clean slate now with two outs. Here's John Rhodes. 225 average and a 720 OPS in 79 games. 18 doubles, 3 triples, 10 homers, 42 runs batted in. First pitch is called a strike. Fastball on the bottom half of the zone. It's nothing and one. Bertrand has only struck out 14 batters in 18 innings entering today. Walked 7 as the next is grounded to third. Hot shot off the wrist of Glowenke. Recovers, throws to first, and it still gets there in time. Triple digits off of the bat there for John Rhodes, and that actually hurt him. Glowenke still had plenty of time to save that ball that he had bobbled. Bay Sox send the minimum to the plate around a leadoff single. We go to the bottom of the second. It's a scoreless game. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman, Jack.
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Ready to party like it's 1979? Then boogie on in to Royal Farms for Chicken Palooza Disco Style. For a limited time, get a 2-piece chicken meal, white, dark, or tenders, and Royal Farms Western fries for just $6, with a portion of each sale donated to a local charity. Plus, register to win Royal Farms World Famous Chicken for a year. It's a celebration! So hustle on in and tell them you heard it on the radio. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms. 10 cents from each chicken box sale will benefit local charities.
Bottom of the second here in Richmond, a scoreless game as John Means gets back to work for the Bay Sox. Left-hander fires the first to Shane Matheny, who watches it for a called strike. Fastball on the outside half of the plate. 261 average for Matheny and 860 OPS in 46 games. Lefty has 12 doubles, 1 triple, 6 home runs. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Too far down and away, 1-1. 25 runs batted in for Matheny this season. 4 of his 6 home runs have been against Bowie, including 1 in the first inning last night. 1-1 pitch in from Means is called strike on the outside half of the plate. It's 1-2. have to remember that this is the first start back, the first appearance back for John Means after his Tommy John surgery. A long process as the 1-2 is inside and nearly gets Matheny. Oh, my goodness. That could have gotten his elbow. I was a little concerned for him, but he was able to get out of the way as the count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Pitch in the dirt. Matheny does not try for first. Arduan applies a quick tag, and there's one gone. Second strikeout for John Means. Orioles have, of course, been very meticulous in making sure that they don't rush Means back. Taking every necessary step to keep him as healthy as possible. He was perhaps the most prized player on the team for the past couple of seasons. As the first pitch to Carter Aldretti is swung on and missed down, it's nothing and one to start. Aldretti hitting 221 with a 646 OPS in 80 games. Means was the only Orioles representative at the 2019 All-Star Game. Next pitch, grounded back to him. He tries the backhand, but it ricochets off his glove. Arduan, bare hands, throws to first. It's in time. 1, 2, 3. It's easy as ABC. That's the second out of the inning. Fortunately, that was on Means' glove hand, too, more than anything. But he almost backhanded that thing beautifully. Either way, it is the second out. And Victor Biracoto will bat now. First pitch. Right-hander smokes a line drive to left center field. Beavers had a good jump, and he runs it down to make the catch. Another perfect inning for John Means. 25 pitches through 2 frames. We're on to the third. It's a scoreless game. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Ink is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Ink can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Ink. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Ink, your lawn and pest team.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This season, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary or specialty care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Book an appointment online at luminoushealth.org. That's L-U-M-I-N-I-S health.org.
Well, these pitchers are working clean so far as we move into the third inning. Only one base runner, and no one has worked past the minimum. As the Bay Sox had a leadoff single in the second, a double play took away anything from that. Here in the third, Silas Arduan will lead off against John Michael Bertrand. First pitch in, and a fastball misses too far outside to Arduan. 7-8 and 9 with Arduan, Maxwell Costas, and Colin Burns. It's a bat in this happening for Bowie. Here's the next. Too far outside again, 2-0. 4-for-15, Arduan had a great day yesterday. Drove in the first and last Bay Sox run in their come-from-behind win. 2-0 pitch. Still too far outside as Bertrand is just trying to grab that outside half. But not getting the calls that he wants from Justin Juska. Here's the 3-0. And it's in the zone right down Broadway for called strike. It is already the second 3-0 count for Michael Bertrand. 3-0 is down and in, ball four. But that is his first walk as the Bay Sox get leadoff batter on board again. Maxwell Costas will bat now. Three for seven in his two games, had all three hits in his debut. First pitch, and he pops it up right field. Jogging down casually, Barracuda. The second baseman runs out for it, but Walton will get called off. It's an easy catch for Barracuda. There's one gone. Well, the Bay Sox are already getting a right-hander warming in their bullpen. As we had mentioned, John Means probably not expected to go very long in today's start. And Nolan Hoffman is loosening to come out for Bowie as we move into the bottom of the third. Here's Colin Burns. Here in the top, it's runner at first, one gone. First pitch, Burns shows bunt and taps it right back to the pitcher, but a slow bare hand by Bertrand. He'll get it to first base in time. If that one was a little bit further up the third baseline, probably could have been an infield single, but a sacrifice bunt for Burns goes 1-3. Advances Ardoin to second base as Burns was trying to pick up his third hit after two last night. Back to the top of the lineup, however, in Dylan Beavers. First pitch to him is called for strike on the upper inside corner of the zone. It's nothing and one. Beavers struck out looking on a pitch he didn't fully agree with. It was a bit outside to start the game after he had run the count full. This is the 31st pitch incoming from Bertrand. On its way. And it's called for strike again. Lower inside corner, nothing and two. Scoreless game here in the top of the third after Bowie came up a little shy in game one, 10-2 loss. But picked up 4-3 win last night after trailing 3-0 early. They'd very much like to strike first. 0-2 pitch. Beavers hits it up the middle past Bertrand's bare hand, but picked by Will Wilson behind the bag. Shortstop throws to first base in time, and the inning is over. Leadoff walk stranded on, and we go to the bottom of the third. Scoreless game. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Well, fans, don't forget about Bay Sox Live Happy Hour every Thursday at Prince George's Stadium. Live music and beer specials from 5 to 6:30, all sponsored by Bud Light. Next one comes up on Thursday, August 17th. Get your tickets at baysox.com. John Means will start the bottom of the third inning at 25 pitches. First pitch here to Jimmy Glowenke. Misses too far down. It's 1-0 to start. Nolan Hoffman is warming in the bullpen. He could take over for Means in the middle of this inning. 1-0 pitch. Is swung on and missed down. It's 1-1. Glowenke hitting .236 with a .702 OPS in 46 games. 10 doubles, no triples, 4 homers, 22 runs batted in. As the wind carries out to left field still, the 1-1 pitch is floated out towards second and just over Colin Burns. He really timed up a high jump, but Burns didn't have, I think, the physicality to get that high into the air. And when I say that, I mean he's just not necessarily as tall enough. Either way, it's a leadoff single. Jimmy Glowenke has 3 hits in his last 4 games. And that will be the day for John Means. 28 pitches as he allows his first run. Here comes Forrest Hermann. Well, I shouldn't speak too soon, but it looks like Nolan Hoffman is ready to come out of the bullpen. Hermann will take the ball from Means, who departs. Strong outing, though, for John Means. Seven batters faced, six outs recorded, two strikeouts, and only one base hit that nearly found its way into the glove of a leaping Colin Burns. We'll continue on with the bottom of the third in just a moment as we take a break. Tell you about Nolan Hoffman more after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Ink is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Ink can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Ink. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Ink, your lawn and pest team.
Well, a pitching change for the Bay Sox here as we continue on with the bottom of the third inning, a scoreless game as John Means is done. Expected him to hover around 30 pitches, and that's close to what we got. 28 pitches facing seven batters with one runner on first base. His line is not yet closed, but so far it was a strong day for his first outing after Tommy John surgery. Two innings for Means, one hit, currently no runs, no walks, two strikeouts. Logan Wyatt bats now to face Nolan Hoffman in relief. First pitch in from the right-hander is slapped over to short and over Jackson Holliday's head, a base hit. Picked in left by John Rhodes as Jimmy Glowenke goes to second base, but back-to-back singles here for Richmond to open up the third inning as the first pitch thrown by Hoffman is served into left field. Hoffman has been strong this season in retiring the first batter he sees out of an inning. Or out of the bullpen, but just not the case here. Brandon Marzorano will bat, 201 average, 637 OPS in 47 games for the catcher. Four doubles, one triple, three homers. First pitch in from Hoffman, and it misses too far inside. One ball and no strikes. 28 pitches for John Means today. Expected to see him finish around 30. Margin of error seems to be fine. First and second, though, with none out. Here's the 1-0. Breaking ball, called strike in the upper outside corner. It's 1-1. Nolan Hoffman, a 6'4", 190-pound right-hander from Lincoln, Nebraska. Rule 5 draft selection back in 2021 by the Orioles. He was the first overall pick from Seattle. Fires the 1-1, and it's too far outside. Two balls and one strike. On the season, Hoffman has 23 appearances, a 1-2 record, and a 3.73 ERA. 31 and one-thirds innings, 28 strikeouts, 11 walks. He's allowed one homer. Here's the 2-1. And it's called strike on a generous wide pitch. It's 2-2. Hoffman has inherited 11 runners this year. Seven of them have scored. Is an inherited runner at second base right now with none out. 2-2 to Marturano. Lifted in the air, left center field, deep. Beavers running back, warning track, squaring it up, and makes the catch. Runner will advance from second base as the throw gets into the infield. Fly out from Marturano is productive as Glowenke now stands at third. Ishmael Mungaya can get it out of the infield to put Richmond on the board. He grounded out back to the pitcher to start the first inning, Mungaya. Lefty has hit into five double plays this season and does have a positive ground ball to fly ball ratio. Could help out the Bay Sox here. Hoffman sets with his sidearm delivery. He fires the first, and Mungaya punches it right back to Hoffman. Turns, sidearms to second for one. Holiday back to first in time. 1-6-3, double play. The inning is over. Means' rehab is scoreless, and we go to the fourth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Already on to the fourth inning here on what's been another nice day in Richmond. Early rains did not affect us at all. They had the tarp on around noon, but nothing since then. And with mostly sunny skies above and temperatures in the high 70s, we're really looking better than we have all week. On to the fourth in a scoreless game. First pitch to Jackson Holiday is called for strike on the inside half of the plate. Nothing and one to start. John Michael Bertrand is back to work in pretty strong start so far. Next pitch is lifted in the air, deep left field. Mungaya jogging back and squares it. Warning track makes the catch. Could have had some distance at Prince George's Stadium, but instead it's just a leadoff flyout. And Holiday is retired for the second time today. He's just 1-for-9 this series. Richmond is getting an understanding of him. Here's Billy Cook to bat, who flew out to right field in the first. First pitch, and Cook watches fastball miss outside. Count starts out at 1-0. I tell you, Bertrand, a contact pitcher, as we expected, is starting to do that more and more. Next pitch, called strike at the top of the zone, 1-1. After he struck out those first two batters, really seemed like Bowie could be in for another interesting day against a pitcher that doesn't have high strikeout numbers. 1-1 pitch called for strike. Upper outside corner, it's 1-2. After Bowie struck out six times against Spencer Bivens in just three innings, tying a career high for the right-hander. Cook asks for time, steps out of the box, and steps back in. Here's the 1-2, and it's swung on and missed outside for strike three. Cook strikes out. It's the third of the day for Bertrand, and already two gone here for Judd Fabian. Efficient innings so far for John Michael Bertrand as well. 12 pitches in the first, just 10 in the second, and again in the third. Fabian has the only Bowie base hit. First pitch here, misses down. It's 1-0 to start. He had a single up the third baseline, a slow roller cut off by the left fielder, but he got doubled up. Next pitch, called strike at the knees, one ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1. Fabian swings and misses low breaking ball. 1-2. I have to imagine Bertrand only stays low now on Fabian. Some of the swings and misses that he may be susceptible to. 1-2. And it swung on and missed outside for strike three. Another perfect inning for John Michael Bertrand. He's faced one over the minimum so far, allowed just one hit and struck out four on 43 pitches. A strong opening. But it's still a scoreless game as we enter the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capitol Gold WNEV.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Bottom of the fourth here in Richmond. A scoreless game and a new pitcher. Bay Sox got a bridge arm in Nolan Hoffman. He's able to twirl a scoreless inning. First pitch is popped foul from Will Wilson behind home plate. It's nothing and one. Kyle Brnovich takes over on the mound for the Bay Sox. He'll face Wilson, Donovan Walton, and then Shane Matheny. 2-3-4 in the Squirrels order. 0-1 pitch. Swung on and missed outside. It's nothing and two. Big opportunity here for Brnovich to eat up a handful of innings, too, as he's only thrown four innings in each of his two Bowie appearances. The 0-2 pitch is too far outside, and it's one ball and two strikes. But if he can throw four innings today, that would mean Bowie would only need two innings out of another reliever at the end of the game. If they are trailing, which, of course, you don't want to happen, but they might only need one inning. 1-2 pitch. Oh, not sure where that one missed. A little bit down and away. Two balls and two strikes. Wilson struck out looking back in the first. Kyle Brnovich, a 6'2", 190-pound right-hander from Cincinnati, Ohio, traded over to Baltimore from the Angels in 2019. Next pitch, called strike three. Fastball on the bottom half of the zone. Wilson thought it was in a similar spot to the last pitch. I'm not necessarily sure how much I disagree with him, but either way, Brnovich opens with a strikeout. Third strikeout for Bowie pitching, and now Donovan Walton will bat here. Brnovich on the season, two appearances, an 0-1 record. 6.75 ERA, which is six earned runs in eight innings. First pitch into Walton, and he swings and gets a piece into the mitt of the catcher. Count starts out at nothing and one. Brnovich has 11 strikeouts in his eight innings, four walks. He has allowed three home runs, two of them to left-handed batters. Next pitch is rolled over foul toward the Bowie dugout. Count quickly, nothing and two. Brnovich is coming off of a fine start in the Portland series. Again, was just only able to go four innings, partly because of a couple of long frames. Needed 22 pitches in the third, 67 pitches total. The 0-2 pitch, and it's fouled off again. Count stays at nothing at two. But talk about a great pitching staff for the Bay Sox today specifically, when you've got two different arms recovering from Tommy John surgery pitching in the same game. The 0-2 pitch. And Walton lines it to third. A leaping attempt by Max Wagner falls off of his glove. They're going to have to rule that one a base hit. Very much outside of regular effort for Max Wagner, but he was so close to pulling it in, it still leaves you with a bit of a sour taste in your mouth. Almost closed his glove a little bit too early, but was still there in time. One out single for Walton. He's got hits in three consecutive games, and now Shane Matheny will bat. First pitch. Lefty fouls it off left side. Count opens up at nothing and one. Brnovich spent most of last season and the start of this season on the 60-day injured list with AAA Norfolk while recovering from Tommy John surgery. was activated from the Norfolk injured list and added to Bowie's roster ahead of the Somerset series 2 weeks ago. The 0-1 pitch fouled over to the left side. Dennis Pelfrey will grab it in the coach's box. Count quickly to nothing and two. And right now, he's firing on the strike zone. 11 pitches, 9 of them for strikes. Runner at first, one away. The 0-2. Inside, gets by. Ardoin will run it down, but the runner will advance regardless. Wild pitch pushes game's first run to second base. But still a stronger position for Brnovich than what Bowie had in the third inning. Back-to-back singles against Means and Hoffman. Put them on first and second with none out, but after Means left, Hoffman was able to guide through it thanks to a double play. 1-2 on Matheny here as Brnovich could really use the strikeout. Looks back second twice, the pitch. And it just misses. Up. Two balls and two strikes here. Big concern now for the Bay Sox is working with that runner at second and the changed sides. Seems like they've had a couple of mix-ups with that this week. The 2-2. Grounded hard but foul. Still on the first base side. I tell you, Matheny has been having some very long plate appearances this week. This season. Averages over 4 pitches per plate appearance. In this lineup, he is the most patient batter at the plate. Sees the most pitches per PA. Another 2-2. And it's a crack bat, bounce to the right side. Runner will advance. Colin Burns gloves and throws to first base. 4-3 put out is a productive one for Shane Matheny. But now with two gone, Kyle Brnovich can try and work quickly against Carter Aldretti to end the inning. Felt like a lot longer than a 6-pitch battle, but Brnovich wins, especially against a batter that has hurt the Bay Sox so often this season. Aldretti grounded out back in the second inning. First pitch. This is too far down and in. It's 1-0. It was that excellent play by Silas Ardoin after the ball had bounced off of John Means' glove. The 1-0 pitch. And it's lined out to right center field. A base hit. Richmond will take the lead. RBI single for Carter Aldretti. It's a 1-0 game as the Bay Sox continue with their troubles of the opponent scoring first. Over 75% of their games over the last 3 weeks have seen the opponents score the first run of the contest. Aldretti breaks out of a 3-game hitless skid. His first hit of the series is a 2-out RBI single here in the fourth. Walton got all the way to third without seeing a ball leave the infield as well. Infield single, wild pitch, and a ground out. Now Victor Barracoto, first pitch is popped up foul right side. Cook with his back to the infield, sprints out, turns, and drops it. It was on his glove. But still, he couldn't make the catch. I don't see that as a missed catch error. With Cook never turning around on the ball, it's not really possible for the baseman to turn around on the ball either, but Cook really had a try for it. And playing in an unfamiliar position, at least for him this season, could have aided it some. Either way, it is nothing and one to start. Barracoto lined out to center field his last time up. Here's the 0-1 for Brnovich. Called strike on the outside half of the plate. I feel like we've seen a couple of pitches there today, and it's almost as if what they're being called is flip-flopping. Here's the 0-2. Fastball, too far down and away. It's one ball and two strikes. Well, Brnovich was working quickly, had a high strike rate early. Still staying up there, but he's thrown 21 pitches against these four batters. Four into the fifth. 1-2 pitch. And it's grounded to third. Wagner has to back up on it slightly. Mishandles the transfer some, but can go the short way to second base and force out Aldretti to end the inning. Two-out RBI single by Aldretti does put Richmond on the board, and as we go to the fifth, it's a 1-0 Squirrels lead. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. It's the return of Grateful Dead Night on Friday the 18th. A special t-shirt package is available. Back-to-back fireworks carry on to Saturday the 19th with our Baytoberfest. Get some beer specials while you enjoy the game. And get here early on Sunday for a pre-game Meet the Team autograph session. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your nine-inning vacation.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland. The real estate company of choice.
Another Patient First difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Well, very glad to have Carol Means joining the broadcast this evening. John's wife catching up on his first professional appearance back from Tommy John surgery. See her interacting with the Bay Sox on social media. As always, if you want to get a shout-out on there, be sure to follow the Bay Sox, Bowie Bay Sox, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. First pitch to Max Wagner in the fifth inning is a fastball that misses too far outside, 1-0 to start. As Bowie trails 1-0 here entering the fifth, that was only the 43rd pitch for John Michael Bertrand. Next, misses too far inside to Wagner, 2-0. Bertrand has faced the minimum in 3 of 4 innings, has 2 perfect innings, and 4 strikeouts so far. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Wagner watches called strike on the inside half of the plate. It's 2-1. Wagner hit into a double play in the second inning. After him, John Rhodes and Silas Ardoin will bat. Here's the 2-1, and Wagner lifts it high and deep out toward left center field. Mungaya is running back, curling to the warning track, and it's off the top of the wall. Wagner has wheels into second base. He's in standing. Leadoff double for his first here at double A, and the Bay Sox have tying run in scoring position to open up the fifth inning. That one had the power and distance to get out at most ballparks, but not here in Richmond, and that's understandable. But the Bay Sox do just need to get him 2 bases over, and they can tie this game up at 1. John Rhodes will try and get him at least 1, maybe both. Grounded out to third base back in the second inning. First pitch into the right-hander, and Rhodes watches fastball bounce off of the glove of Martirano outside. Rhodes does not have to do a thing as Wagner goes to third base. It's 1-0 to start, and now a sacrifice fly can tie the game. Feeling like that was a crossed-up sign with a runner at second base. Martirano was set up down and in. The pitch went up and away, and as he went reaching for it, it just bounced off of his glove. They rule it a wild pitch. Infield plays in now as the 1-0 is slapped foul out of play right side. 1-1. Another strong turnout here at the Diamond. They announced 7,300 last night, over 8,000 on Tuesday. Have to imagine we're seeing around 7,000 again today. 1-1. And Rhodes smokes it into center field. A tough play for Matheny. Running back on it. It's over his head. Wagner will score. Rhodes is the second base. He'll stop there. RBI double for John Rhodes. Ties the game. It's 1-1 here in the fifth. Boy, Bowie is really finding the good pitches in the meat of the zone right now against Bertrand. After striking out to end the fourth inning, Billy Cook and Judd Fabian, they really must have been cooking something up in the dugout. 19th double for John Rhodes in the season. 43rd RBI, that's second most on the team. And Silas Ardoin will bat with go-ahead run in scoring position. Still no one out. Wild pitch would not have even affected the outcome of that play. Ardoin walked back in the third inning. Had two base hits last night, including an RBI double in the eighth. First pitch, and he watches fastball for a called strike in the inside half. It's nothing and one. Martirano had stepped out to chat with his battery mate personally, especially with a runner at second base. They don't want signs to get crossed up again. As the 0-1 pitch is lifted foul up the right field line. It's going to get out of play. Count goes to nothing and two. Well, the Bay Sox doing something that has been showing up more and more often from both sides of the ball, it feels. Scoring immediately after their opponent. Here's the 0-2. And it's lined out toward right field, but hanging up just enough for Barracoto. Right fielder makes the catch. Barracoto decided to play in a little bit ahead of that pitch, and it paid off for him. One down. But while the Bay Sox did not get going much after Richmond yesterday, they did score one of their four runs after the Richmond run. They did it plenty in the Portland series and had it done to them plenty in the Somerset series. First pitch to Maxwell Costas is called for strike in the inside half. It's nothing and one. And on Tuesday, Bowie had it done to them a lot as well. Judd Fabian hit a leadoff home run in the second inning, and then Richmond scored three runs in the bottom of the second. As time is called by the umpire, Martirano has something in his eye. He's going to clear it out, but that does count as a disengagement because he had called for time with a few seconds elapsed on the pitch clock. Nothing and one the count on Costas. Next pitch, and he grounds it over to short. They're going to try and advance the runner. Throw goes to third, and it's in time. Heads up play by Will Wilson. John Rhodes is caught in a base running miscue. A fielder's choice goes 6-5 for the second out of the inning. Costas reaches first base. Colin Burns will bat now. Go ahead run still on base, but now out of scoring position. Burns tried to bunt back in the third inning. First pitch here. He's going to ground it to second base. Scooped on the knee by Walton. He throws the first, and the inning is over. Bowie had a chance to take the lead, but back-to-back doubles early does give them the tie, and that's at least something. Halfway home here in game number three. It's 1-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safety.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Ready to party like it's 1979? Then boogie on in to Royal Farms for Chicken Palooza Disco Style. For a limited time, get a two-piece chicken meal, white, dark, or tenders, and Royal Farms Western fries for just $6, with a portion of each sale donated to a local charity. Plus, register to win Royal Farms world-famous chicken for a year. It's a celebration! So hustle on in and tell them you heard it on the radio. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms. 10 cents from each chicken box sale will benefit local charities.
Well, we're moving on to the bottom of the fifth here in Richmond, and it looks like we've got something going on. Dennis Pelfrey is speaking with the home plate umpire, Justin Juska. Are we going to have a pinch hitter? Jimmy Glowenke is due up to start this inning, but I don't see him anywhere. Logan Wyatt is on deck, and Andy Thomas is coming out of the dugout. So Jimmy Glowenke is going to leave this game for whatever reason. He must have gotten into some sort of collision with John Rhodes when laying down a tag on Rhodes in the top of this inning. Rhodes was trying to advance from second to third on a ground ball to the shortstop, but was forced out, or put out, I should say. It wasn't a force, but Glowinski is going to leave this game and be replaced by the left-hander, Andy Thomas. Very interesting. We'll see if it's just a straight-up change. That's what Dennis Pelfrey was out chatting with Justin Juska about. They were waiting for Thomas to get all of his gear and be ready to join the contest. First pitch into him, and the lefty swings and misses on a fastball up and away. It's nothing and one to start. Thomas hitting 215 of the season, 10 home runs, 48 runs batted in. As the next from Kyle Brnovich is roped to first, and Billy Cook was not able to get there before it sliced foul. Hard shot, and Cook nearly pulled it in. It was just out of his reach, and I think he was partly on a bit of a slow step because Tom Fornarola was right there. The first base umpire could have taken a bit of a beam, too. Next pitch, called strike three. Change up down for Kyle Brnovich. That's his second strikeout. He's opened up both innings now with a backwards K. See if the fifth inning can stay scoreless against the fourth inning's one run on two hits. Logan Wyatt steps up. First pitch to him is knocked foul left side, out of play. Nothing in one to start. Wyatt singled to left field, back in the third. Here's the next. Fouled off again, but a slow tap in on the hands. It's nothing in two. Squirrels have a pitcher warming in their bullpen, right-hander. Will Jensen is getting loose. Find it almost interesting that neither team has a left-handed relief pitcher on their roster. Here's the 0-2. Too far down and in. One ball and two strikes. Wyatt got doubled up to end that third inning. Great play by Nolan Hoffman going to the shortstop to get the front end and back to first to finish the inning. 1-2 pitch. Line drive, center field, falling in. A base hit. Beavers was quick on it, but he was playing too far back to make any seemingly decent play. And just like the fourth inning, leadoff strikeout looking, and a one-out single. Brnovich just needs to avoid the wild pitch, and hopefully he can stay into a better form. First pitch here, and Brandon Martirano fouls it off of himself. Nothing in one to start. Martirano flew out to center field his first time up. 1-1 game here in the bottom of the fifth. We trying to make it two consecutive wins. If they can pick up the win today, they would only be one game out of first place. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball. Oh, just missed high. Doesn't seem like it was by that much. One ball and one strike. Well, with the standings in the Southwest Division the way they are here, as we're into the back half of the second half, the 1-1. Called strike, lower inside corner, 1-2. It's going to be a minefield just to try and figure out how the standings will settle each day. But if Bowie can beat Richmond, and if Erie wins, then there would be a tie atop the league. The 1-2. Fastball inside with a bit of a flinch from Martirano. It's 2-2. But if Bowie can win and Altoona can beat Erie, then minimum there would be a four-way tie. Here's the 2-2. Called strike three. Change up on the lower outside corner this time, and Brnovich has his third strikeout. All of them have been looking. When you get it to that point, three strikeouts all backwards, there's one of two things happening. Either the pitcher is really playing the zones well and grabbing the corners, or there is maybe a little bit of disagreement with the umpire. I feel like we could see a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B right now, because Brnovich is looking good. Top of the lineup, first pitch to Ishmael Mungaya is called for strike on the inside half of the plate. It's nothing and one. Mungaya 0 for 2. Hit into the double play that ended the third inning. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Misses too high, and it's one ball and one strike. 1-1 ball game here in the bottom of the fifth. Tell you, couldn't even tell it had rained earlier today. You see one large fluffy cloud out past left field. Hanging pretty low in the sky, but still just a lovely accent to the day. Next pitch, fouled off left side. One ball and two strikes. I tell you, the way it's immobile right now almost gives it that pure brushstroke kind of look with the sun accenting it, setting behind the stadium. And lovely bright blue above. Runner at first, two outs here as Brnovich holds. 1-2 pitch. Line drive center field. Beavers running back on it, but doesn't have to run too far. With a little hop in his step, he makes the catch and ends the inning. One out single, left stranded at first. We're on to the sixth in a 1-1 game. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At Luminous Health, we're covering all the bases when it comes to scheduling your healthcare appointments. Services like primary care, orthopedics, physical therapy, and imaging are available to book online from your phone, tablet, or computer. We'll help you find an appointment at a location and time that works for you, because at Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Visit luminoushealth.org, that's luminishealth.org, to schedule today.
Rams Head on stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Well, a low-scoring one so fast. Pitchers have been the highlight of this contest, with John Michael Bertrand firing five strong innings for Richmond, but calling it a day from there. We enter the sixth inning in a 1-1 game. Richmond scored the first run in the bottom of the fourth on an infield single by Donovan Walton, a wild pitch and a ground out, then an RBI single by Carter Aldretti. Bowie tied the game in the fifth. Back-to-back doubles to open the frame. Max Wagner and John Rhodes to bring in the tying run. Will Jensen will take over on the mound for Richmond, as we've got a couple of defensive changes to talk about. The home plate umpire, Justin Juska, was headed over to the dugout, talk with Dennis Pelfrey and see what exactly they're supposed to be. And we've got that confirmation. Andy Thomas, who replaced Jimmy Glowenke at the plate in the fifth inning, stays in the game at first base. Carter Aldretti goes from first base to third, replacing Glowenke. So that's a simple change. Will Jensen takes over and faces the top of the Bowie lineup. First pitch to Dylan Beavers is lifted high in the air to deep right field. Barracoto backpedaling on it, and he's at the warning track before stopping and making the catch. That's a Prince George's Stadium home run, but not here in Richmond. Beavers will have to try again for his first at the AA level. A one-pitch flyout to get the sixth inning started with Will Jensen. Bertrand again done for the day. Five innings, three hits, one run, four strikeouts. One walk. It's a no decision for the left-hander. As Jackson Holiday bats now on an 0-for-2 day. First pitch in, and the lefty pulls back on an inside fastball. It's 1-0 to start. Will Jensen, a 6'4", 180-pound, 25-year-old righty from Phoenix, Arizona. Non-drafted free agent picked up by San Francisco after the 2020 draft. Next pitch is a fastball that misses too far up and away. 2-0. Jensen on the season with Richmond has been pretty good. 24 appearances, a 6-0 record, and a 2.40 ERA. 63 and two-thirds innings, 70 strikeouts, 25 walks. He's allowed 7 home runs. Here's the 2-0 pitch. And Holiday swings and misses on a low fastball. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. But those numbers alone, 24 appearances, 63 and two-thirds innings. That should tell you that Jensen is primed to potentially finish this game for the Squirrels. 2-1 pitch. Holiday watches it miss inside. Count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. Holiday struck out in the first, flew out to left field his last time up. Here's the 3-1. And Holiday loops it foul out of play left side. Count runs full here on Jackson, who's 1-for-6 on full counts. 1 strikeout, 1 walk. Jensen went to Pepperdine, actually did get drafted previously by Oakland in the 2019 draft, but that was 28th round. He elected not to sign. Payoff pitch. Holiday watches called strike 3 inside. He knew it and heads back to the dugout. Strikeouts piling up a little bit for Jackson Holiday lately. That's 5 strikeouts in his last 7 at-bats. 3 of them have been called to boot. It's the 5th punch-out for Richmond pitching tonight, and Billy Cook will bat. First pitch into the right-hander, and Cook pops it foul out of play right side. It's nothing and 1. Cook is 0-for-2. Fly out to right field, and the first pitch he saw in the first inning struck out swinging in the 4th. Jensen has seen Bowie 4 times this season. The 0-1 pitch, and Cook swings and misses on a breaking ball down and away. Nothing in 2. Jensen has allowed just 2 earned runs in what has been a combined 10 innings. 0-2 pitch, and Cook fouls it back to the screen. Count stays. He's never gone past 3 innings against the Bay Sox, but does have 4 different 3-plus inning performances on the books this season, including his last appearance. It was actually a spot start against Altoona. Saw him go 4 innings. The 0-2 pitch here, and Cook grounds it hard to third, but bounced right into the glove of Aldretti. High throw to first, pulls the first baseman off the bag. Cook is in safely. That's an E5. Aldretti, you can understand that one as he's onto a new position after starting the game at first base. Didn't get enough time to warm up his arm for throws across the diamond. He's usually the one picking them. Seemed to be a pretty clear call as Andy Thomas had to hop up to scoop that one, and in the moment, Cook was on the base. So the inning extends now for Judd Fabian. Long wait, and the first pitch in. Fabian watches high fastball miss, 1-0 to start. 1-for-2 day for Judd. Single to left field in the second, but got doubled up. He struck out swinging to end the 4th. It was a fine start for Jensen last week. 2 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. Here's the 1-0. Fabian watches high changeup called for strike, 1-1. It's a 1-1 game here in the top of the 6th. 3 hits for Bowie, 5 for Richmond. Jensen only needed 60 pitches in those 4 innings. His season high is 65. 1-1 pitch, and Fabian swings and misses on a breaking ball outside. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes now. So again, it all depends on how Bowie can do in a elongating some of their plate appearances against these pitchers late in games. Runner goes, 1-2 pitch, is high for a ball, throw to second, is late. Billy Cook slides in safely with his 24th stolen base of the season. Small bounce in there from Brandon Martirano, and that was just enough for Billy Cook to beat out the tag. If Walton had held the tag on, maybe he could have gotten him as Cook almost slid through the bag, but only tried to get the swipe and quick touch. Count goes even at 2 as that high fastball missed. Fabian can drive in the go-ahead run now. But with 2 outs, time is called. A pitch clock violation. Jensen did not bring home in time, and it runs the count full here on Fabian. Fabian does have a high strikeout rate on a full count, 42%. Singled on a full count in the second. Payoff pitch, and Fabian pops it foul behind home plate. We'll do it again. Yep. Bowie's lengthy approach at the plate doesn't necessarily carry over to relievers as often. We'll see how they feel against Will Jensen, because I feel as if they've seen him enough, they might be familiar enough with his stuff. Another payoff. Fabian watches called strike three. Changeup on the inside half, a beauty for Jensen to end the inning. Two strikeouts, error stranded at second. And we go to the bottom of the sixth, the 1-1 game. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman, Jack.
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, "What's happening, Jack?" You know, "Hey, Jack, what's going on?" You know, so that was the hip slang, you know. So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, "What's happening, Jack?" Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
Wolfman Jack. The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNEV.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Bottom of the sixth inning, first pitch in from Kyle Brnovich is swung on and fouled off to the left side. Will Wilson opens up behind, nothing and one. 1-1 game as Brnovich is looking for his second consecutive scoreless inning. Here's the next, and it's crushed on the line to deep left center field. Beavers is running back. He'll stop at the warning track and watch this one go. Will Wilson has rejoined the Squirrels with a bang. A solo home run for his first of the season here at AA. His 14th overall in the year, a go-ahead blast to lead off the sixth, and Richmond retakes the lead. It's 2-1. Brnovich has been having some trouble with the home runs here on his return to the AA level. That is already the fourth that he is allowed, after allowing two in his start against Somerset and one last week against Portland. Wilson has three RBI on the season in his three games. Here's Donovan Walton. First pitch is fouled off left side. It's nothing and one to start. Walton 1-for-2, singled on a line shot to the third baseman in the fourth inning. The 0-1 pitch here is on his foot. He checked his swing. Did he go around? No, he did not. They appeal to the third base umpire to see. Walton will get first base. It is a rule, if you're not familiar, that on a swinging strike, hit by pitch is negated. And Tim DeJohn will come out and discuss this with the home plate umpire, Justin Juska. Juska did do the right thing in asking the third base umpire whether he thought that was a swing or not. And Mitch Treziak said, no, it was not a swing. So Walton gets first base. But it's a tough start to this sixth inning for Kyle Brnovich. Home run on two pitches. And then hit by pitch two pitches later. And we're going to get a time for Donovan Walton to pace out past first base, see how his ankle feels. Doesn't really seem like he's too intent on running the bases. He's just casually jogging as if he's taking the dog out for a walk. Shane Matheny into the box. 261 average for Matheny. 0 for 2 on the day, though. First pitch is called for strike. Outside half the plate, it's nothing and one. So Brnovich has allowed at least two runs in all three of his appearances here with the Bay Sox this season. The 0-1 pitch. And it's lined to third. Base hit. Goes into shallow left field where John Rhodes will have to collect. Walton goes to second base but will stop there as the first three batters have all reached safely here against Kyle Brnovich. Matheny extends his streak to six consecutive games now with a base hit. Brnovich has had more trouble with the right-handers in his few instances this season, and time is called. Silas Ardoin asked for it, and that counts as a disengagement. Back-to-back left-handers on base, and Carter Aldretti will bat now. First pitch to him, and he watches fastball called for strike on the outside half of the plate. It's nothing and one. But Brnovich is not having trouble filling up the strike zone. We've seen the last couple of days there have been some Bowie pitchers that are hovering around a 50% strike rate. That's not the case here for Brnovich. Both runners take off as the 0-1 is down and away. Throw goes to second base, and the tag is in time. No! The throw was in time. The tag was not applied as Colin Burns did not get it onto Shane Matheny's swim slide. That's unfortunate. A double steal. As Donovan Walton grabs his first, Matheny grabs his sixth. Silas Ardoin has allowed five steals this season without catching a single attempt. It's one ball and one strike. And the Bay Sox are in a big jam here in the sixth inning after already a leadoff home run. Infield playing in the 1-1. Is grounded to short. Holiday scoops. Runners will stay put as the throw goes to first. One away. Good start there by Brnovich. Try and tiptoe around this delicate situation. Victor Barracota will bat now. Well, I'd said it. Last couple of starts for Bowie, I've seen the pitchers run into issues with strike rates. Houston Roth walked a career-high four batters yesterday. Didn't strike anyone out. First pitch into Barracota is just too far outside. Count starts out at 1-0. Meanwhile, Kyle Brnovich has thrown now 47 pitches. 34 of them have been in the strike zone. That's nearly 75% of his pitches for strikes. Here's the 1-0. Grounded high to shortstop. Holiday backs up, gloves, throws home, but it's off target. The high bounce threw off his angle slightly, and Walton scores on the fielder's choice. Richmond's got a two-run lead. It's 3-1. Holiday did not get the best chance to plant his feet on that opportunity. Matheny did not go anywhere from second base, but Barracota picks up the RBI and reaches first at the same time. Still only one out. And now Andy Thomas will bat. I guess all it comes down to for Brnovich today is just missing the bats. He's not been lacking for called strikes. All three of his strikeouts have been looking. But many of his strikes today have been foul balls. As a matter of fact, on a very quick cursory glance, Brnovich has two swinging strikes total out of 48 pitches. High strike rate is fine, but you still want to see that whiff a lot higher. Second at bat for Andy Thomas. First pitch is a fastball that misses outside. It's 1-0 to start. Here's the 1-0. Thomas watches it miss outside again, 2-0. Thomas replaced Jimmy Glowenke in the bottom of the fifth inning after Glowenke finished with a single. Struck out looking on three pitches. Here's the 2-0. Called strike outside half of the plate. It's 2-1. And you'd think with the high strike rate and the reasonable number of called strikes that Brnovich has been getting, that he'd be getting more swinging strikes. And I guess it's his approach to fill up the strike zone, not getting swings and misses outside of the zone. Brnovich steps off the back of the mound, first disengagement, with first and second, one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning, already two runs across for Richmond in this frame. Next pitch, line drive, right center field, very deep. This will split the gap. Bounce and roll to the wall. Matheny scores. Here comes Barracuda with a wave. The throw comes in, but it's off target. Two RBI double for Andy Thomas. It's a four-run inning for the Squirrels and a 5-1 game. Kyle Brnovich is having a tough time here in this inning. He's allowed three base hits, two extra base hits, and now four runs total while collecting just one out. The work in the Bay Sox bullpen this year has also just been not as up to par with their starting stuff, I should say. First pitch to Logan Wyatt, misses outside. It's 1-0 to start. Wyatt is 2-for-2. He's got a pair of singles. He trails by four now. One-oh pitch to Wyatt. Lefty watches outside. Two balls and no strikes. Starting pitchers for the Bay Sox have an ERA of 4.03. That is the second best ERA in the Eastern League from starters. Only Erie has a better mark. 2-0 pitch swung on and missed outside. It's 2-1. Relief pitchers for the Bay Sox this season have an ERA of 4.93, so close to a full run higher. That is the worst ERA in the Eastern League in that metric, and it's not even close. As the 2-1 pitch misses down, it's 3-1. Next closest team is Reading, and their staff ERA out of the pen is 4.69, nearly a third of a run. Back halves of games have not been kind enough to the Bay Sox this year. 3-1 to Wyatt. Line drive, right field, up the line, but pulling. Foul. Bounces into the Richmond bullpen as the count runs full. Now, if I had more insight and more understanding of a lot of these pitchers, I could probably proffer some sort of solution, but I'm not that knowledgeable. Believe me, if I played in the majors, even in the minors, maybe I could say a little bit more, but I'm not up to snuff with some of these guys. I just read the numbers. 3-2 pitch is inside for strike three. Wyatt checked his swing. He's rung up. And that's the fourth strikeout for Kyle Brnovich. Second out here in the sixth inning as Brnovich wants to get through this frame as quickly as possible. Eighth batter, Brandon Marturato, up to the box. As the Bay Sox have Cade Stroud warming up at their bullpen. First pitch, Marturano watches called strike outside half the plate. It's nothing and one. That is the first plate appearance all day for Kyle Brnovich that has featured two swinging strikes. Here's the 0-1. Marturano fouls it off right side, nothing and two. And for Brnovich, was his 16th batter before getting to a plate appearance with two swinging strikes. It's nothing at two on Marturano, who's 0-for-2. Runner still at second with two gone. Brnovich sets. Next pitch in, and it's too far inside a fastball. One ball and two strikes now. Five earned for Brnovich is a season's high at all levels when you include his high A stuff. Next pitch swung on and missed high for strike three. Back-to-back punch-outs ends the inning, but not before Brnovich gets tagged for four runs. Lead-off homer by Will Wilson. RBI choice by Victor Barracoto, and a two RBI double by Andy Thomas. We're on to the seventh. Bowie down 5-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Well, fans, don't forget about the Batesover Craft Beer Fest coming up to Prince George's Stadium. That's next week at the ballpark. Make sure you don't miss it. Get your tickets at BaySox.com for Saturday, August 19th. Seventh inning here in Richmond as the first pitch to Max Wagner is called for strike down. It's nothing and one to start. New pitcher on the mound for the Squirrels. Parker Dunshee takes over. Here's the 0-1. And it's too far down. One ball and one strike. Interesting to see Will Jensen only fire one inning with the long work that he's been accustomed to. Perhaps since he had a four-inning spot start last week, they're giving him a breather. Next pitch, looped in the air, right center field. Jogging on it, Shane Matheny able to get there in the gap. Makes the catch, and there's one down here to start the seventh as Bowie trails 5-1. Jensen fired a scoreless inning. Only base runner he allowed was on an error. Struck out two batters. No walks, no hits. Makes way for Dunshee, a 6-foot, 215-pound, 28-year-old right-hander from Zionsville, Indiana. Minor league free agent signed earlier this season by San Francisco. First pitch to John Rhodes, misses down and away. It's 1-0 to start. Dunshee on the season for Richmond has 20 appearances, a 3-1 record, and a 2.82 ERA. 1-0 pitch, called for strike in the outside half. It's 1-1. Rhodes tied the game for Bowie in the fifth inning with an RBI double. Bay Sox have responded quickly to a lot of Richmond runs this series, but a four spot in the sixth is a tough sell. We could get it done, but they'll need to get working. Next pitch to Rhodes, misses outside. It's 2-1. Here's the next. In on the hands, fouled off. Over to the screen right side, 2-2. Silas Ardoin on deck for the Bay Sox right now. Dunshee has 38 and a third innings under his belt this season. 47 strikeouts, 19 walks. He's allowed four home runs, three of them to right-handed batters. As he snaps ready and fires the 2-2, Rhodes lifts it foul out of play right side. Count stays. Left-handers are getting on base at a marginally higher rate than right-handers against Dunshee, thanks to a much slimmer strikeout-to-walk ratio. He strikes out three times as many right-handers as he walks. Another 2-2. Rhodes grounds it to the left side. Tough play off the wrist of Wilson, and he cannot recover. Tried to bare hand, and the ball bobbled away from him as Rhodes will collect his second base hit of the night. Starting the week 0-4 on Tuesday, Rhodes is 2-3 today. And the Bay Sox have a one-out single to try and play around with. Silas Ardoin will step up. Ardoin walked in the third inning, got to second base and was left there. Lined out to right field back in the fifth. First pitch here, and he swings and misses on a high fastball. It's nothing in one to open. Will Jensen, pitcher of record at the moment for Richmond. The Squirrels can maintain this lead. Jensen would earn his seventh win without a loss. Next pitch swung on and missed high. It's quickly nothing at two. Dunchy had a fine appearance in the Altoona series last week as Ardoin asks for time. Right-hander had a scoreless inning in two-thirds with only one hit allowed after coming in following Jensen's spot start. Here's the 0-2. Ardoin watches it miss well outside. Martirano had to hop up out of his squat to keep it from getting past him over to the right. Count stays to ball and two strikes. Short lead off of first for Rhodes. Here's the next, and it swung on and missed high for strike three. That's the first strikeout for Richmond pitching outside of the top four batters. Seven total strikeouts for Richmond pitchers. Silas Ardoin is back to the dugout, second out of the inning. Chasing after three high fastballs in that plate appearance. Here's Maxwell Costas. First pitch, and he fouls it off, back to the screen. Count starts out at nothing and one. I was talking a bit earlier about how Bowie does have a tough staff ERA in relief. Richmond has one of the best bullpens in the Eastern League. Third best ERA at 3.59. Pickoff throw back to first. And the ball was not fully held onto. Thomas might have gotten the tag in time. As Tom Fornarola looked ready to ring up John Rhodes, but realized that the ball was on the ground. So we'll wait on the 0-1 pitch to Costas as Rhodes gets a little bit of life. Here's the 0-1. Costas watches high fastball miss. One ball and one strike. Richmond has utilized their bullpen more than any team in the Eastern League as well, and it's actually not even close. Next pitch, down and away. Two balls and one strike. Squirrels have 514-plus innings out of the bullpen this year. Next closest team is Akron at just 470 in a very similar number of games. Part of that is because of how strict San Francisco was at the beginning of the season with their starting pitchers. 2-1 pitch. It's too far outside, 3-1. Regardless of efficiency, starting pitchers were not allowed to enter the fifth inning. I think for the entire month of April. And then even in May, they were still hesitant on it. 3-1 to Costas, and it's high for ball four. He quickly disposes of the bat and jogs up the line. First walk given up by Dungey, just the second overall for Richmond pitching. As Rhodes goes to second base, Colin Burns will bat now with two outs. So that entire first month of the season, Richmond needed their relief pitchers to cover over half of the game no matter what. Squirrels did not have a pitcher throw five innings until I think they were actually facing Bowie, if I'm not mistaken. Actually, I could be incorrect. Bay Sox did see Erie at the start of May. Did not get to Richmond until late May again. Either way, the numbers were still there, and they still pertain to the fantastic season that the Richmond Pen has had. Colin Burns is 0-1, first pitch, and he watches it for called strike, breaking ball. It's nothing in one to open. Burns laid down a sacrifice bunt back in the third inning, grounded out to the second baseman in the fifth. Here's the 0-1, and it's popped up. Foul ground, left side. Mungaya trying for it. He has space, and on the warning track, he makes the catch. Bay Sox get a couple of base runners, but come up empty in the seventh. Time to stretch. They trail 5-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green, Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green, Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green, Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green, Inc., your lawn and pest team.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gaisier. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gaisier on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Another patient-first difference? Our name says it all. We put the patient first in everything we do. If you're sick or hurt, we want to help you get better and feel better, too. We offer a warm smile when you walk in our doors and a warm blanket if you're cold or need a little extra comfort. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
It's another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. It's the return of Grateful Dead Night on Friday the 18th. A special t-shirt package is available. Back-to-back fireworks carry on to Saturday the 19th with our Baytoberfest. Get some beer specials while you enjoy the game. And get here early on Sunday for a pre-game Meet the Team autograph session. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your nine-inning vacation.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Well, seventh inning stretch in the books here in Richmond as Kyle Brnovich is back to work. Bottom of the seventh as Bowie trails 5-1. Top of the lineup set to bat. First pitch into Mungaya. He shows bunt, rolls it up the third baseline, but foul. Tried to surprise that one. Not that hard of a decision, though. Richmond has laid down a bunt single in each of the first two games of this series. But it's nothing and one to start on Mungaya, who's 0-for-3 on the day, two groundouts and a flyout. He did have a bunt single in the fifth inning last night. The other bunt single in the game or in the series was Andy Thomas on Tuesday. Got it back to the pitcher. But it's nothing and one to start as Mungaya, Will Wilson, and Donovan Walton will bat. As Brnovich is looking for a cleaner frame, allowed four runs in the sixth. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And it's popped up foul, first base side. Cook navigating for space is not going to have that space. It goes out of play about four rows deep. Nothing at two, almost hit one of the mascots. She's looking for the foul ball in the seats with the fans. And a kid comes away with it. That's what you want. That's the best outcome. It is nothing at two, though, as Brnovich looks for a quick strikeout. Pitch home. And it's lifted in the air, left field, foul ground again, and down. John Rhodes had given it a jog, but it was too low in the sky for him to really get a good chance at. Count stays at nothing at two. Well, I talked about it, swinging strikes have been at a premium so far today for Kyle Brnovich. Love to get his second swinging strikeout today. He's already got five punch outs, but four of them have been looking. 0-2. And it's fouled off into the Bay Sox dugout. Up and in fastball. Count stays at nothing and two on Mungaya. Flew out to center field his last time up. The only time he's gotten it out of the infield. Oh, 2 pitch. And another foul. Mungaya is going after a lot of these high fastballs, too. Probably could have saved him for a couple of pitches. Another 0-2. And Brnovich gets the swing and miss he's been hunting for. Curveball in the dirt. And Mungaya could not get anywhere. That's strikeout number 6 for Kyle Brnovich. Ties a season high with Bowie. And with one out here in the 7th, here comes Will Wilson, who had the leadoff home run that kicked off the 6-run 4th. Or 4-run, 4-run 6th. I got that backwards. First pitch in, and Wilson swings and misses on a breaking ball too far outside. Tried to hold up and couldn't. It's nothing in one to start. Here's the next, and it's grounded to first. One quick sidestep to his right. Billy Cook makes the grab and jogs to the bag himself, 3 unassisted. Hands the ball right back to Brnovich. And with 2 away, here's Donovan Walton. 7th inning here in Richmond. Bay Sox have worked come-from-behind magic plenty over the last few days. 4-run deficit is still potentially in their wheelhouse. First pitch into Walton. He's called for strike at the knees. It's nothing and one. 1-for-2 day Walton. He scored twice. Flew out in the first inning. Singled in the 4th. Got hit by a pitch in the 5th. Here's the 0-1. Too high. Fastball runs the count to a ball and a strike. And Bowie will have the top of their lineup batting once we get to the 8th. Parker Dunshee will get back to work after dancing around 2 base runners in the 7th. Bowie could really make a run. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball too far up and away. 2 balls and 1 strike. But what would make it easiest would be a scoreless inning here from Kyle Brnovich. Fastball skims too low. 3 balls and 1 strike. Hitter's count chance for Walton. The pitch in. Is fouled. No, slowly tapped back to the pitcher. Picked by the shortstop behind the mound. And Holiday gets it to first base in time. Seemed to be a foul ball off of the batter, but there was no call from the umpire. It's a perfect inning for Kyle Brnovich. We're on to the 8th as Bowie trails by 4. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Today's music.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Hey Bay Sox fans, Matt Sabatis here. Macaroni Kid is your local online source to find family fun events, engaging activity ideas, resource guides, and to connect with locally owned, family-friendly businesses throughout the region, like the Bowie Bay Sox. Visit Macaroni Kid online today and subscribe to their free weekly newsletter to stay in the know. Macaroni Kid, they answer the never-ending question, what are we doing for fun today?
Another lovely night in Richmond. Temperatures in the low 80s, upper 70s right now. Partly cloudy skies with the sun mostly set. small tint of blue to the mostly gray sky this evening. Lights doing most of the work here at the diamond. The Bay Sox will try and get a rally going under the lights. Trailing 5-1 into the eighth, Dylan Beavers leads off. Top of the Bowie lineup. First pitch, and the lefty watches it miss down. 1-0 to start. Beavers cracked a deep drive out to right field on the first pitch he saw in the sixth inning. Just didn't have enough to get it out here in Richmond. 1-0 pitch from Dunshy, and it's fouled off left side. One ball and one strike. Second inning of work for Parker Dunshy after giving up a single and a walk in the seventh inning, stranding them both. He's already seen Bowie a couple of times this season, four to be precise. First three were scoreless, his last one not as much. 1-1 pitch, and it's called strike at the knees, one ball and one strike. Gave up two runs in two innings. I've actually got it backwards. It was his first appearance that saw him allow a couple of runs. Since then, he has worked scoreless for a total of six innings. 1-2 pitch, and Beavers laces it the other way. Mungaya running back, but he had a quick jump. The left fielder will get there in time and make the catch. 0 for 4 day, Dylan Beavers, 1 for 8 so far on the series. Jackson Holliday will bat now. Dunshy pitched in Bowie's 6-2 win back on the 15th. Gave up a home run to T.T. Bowens. Two runs total. Had an RBI double by Kobe Mayo mixed in there as well. First pitch into Holliday, and the left-hander grounds it to second base. Pulled on the run by Donovan Walton. A sidearm toss to first is in time. 4-3 putout. I was speaking briefly in the last inning about how Richmond's relievers have been one of the most worked in the Eastern League this season. And they've done it to such great success, not only in terms of their ERA, but in terms of just the games that they've won and the lack of saves that they've really blown when you consider the amount of times they've been brought in. First pitch to Billy Cook is driven in the air, right center field. Shane Matheny jogging on it, but it's the right fielder Biracoto who makes the call and the catch. Richmond relievers are 47-27 on the season, 20 games above 500. That's 11 more wins than any other staff. Amazing stuff. They put down the side in order here in the eighth. We're on to the bottom of the frame as Bowie trails by four. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
All week you've been hard at work. And finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold.
Ready, set, go, man, go!
Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Trinity Chimney Service is a local, family-owned company who will inspect, sweep, install, repair, restore, and reline your fireplace, stove, and chimney. You have a leaky chimney? Can you see discoloring or cracks from the ground? Call Trinity Chimney. We specialize in repairing masonry chimneys from the roof outside of your house to the fireplace inside. Our goal is to explain what we're doing to keep your home safe, leave it clean, and offer the best experience possible. Proudly serving Maryland neighborhoods from Hereford to Annapolis, Frederick to the Chesapeake Bay and Eastern Shore.
Bottom of the eighth inning here in Richmond as the Bay Sox make a pitching change, trailing 5-1. Cade Stroud takes over for Bowie, replacing Kyle Brnovich. Loss on the line for Brnovich. Gave up five runs in four innings, six hits allowed, struck out six, did not walk anyone for the five runs in the sixth inning, but the go-ahead run was in the fourth. Bowie has not been able to recover since. As Stroud will face the bottom half of the Richmond lineup. First pitch to Shane Matheny is a show of bunt, but a foul. Fastball goes high back to the screen. It's nothing and one to start. Matheny, Carter Aldretti, and then Victor Barracoto to bat. Shane had a single in the sixth inning and a run scored. He's one for three overall. A strikeout and a ground out. As Stroud comes set, the right-hander fires the 0-1 pitch. And it's a late swing, fouled off left side. Count goes quickly to nothing and two. Cade Stroud, a 6'2", 200-pound right-hander from Fort Worth. 12th-round selection in 2019 from West Virginia. Same school as today's starter, John Means. Righty sets. Brings in the 0-2. Just misses down a changeup. One ball and two strikes. Stroud on the season for Bowie. Has 25 appearances. This is his 26th, the most in the bullpen. 4-1 record, a 6.45 ERA. 1-2 pitch. And it's in there for strike three. Changeup on the upper outside corner. Stroud starts his day with a strikeout. A Sox staff now has 9. They've been finding the corners well. Of the 9 strikeouts, 5 of them have been looking. Stroud has 37 and two-thirds innings under his belt entering today. 44 strikeouts, 26 walks. He has allowed 7 homers. First pitch to Carter Aldretti is swung on and missed outside. It's nothing and one to start. 1-for-3 day, Aldretti. He singled to drive in the first Richmond run. 0-1 pitch. It's too far outside. It's 1-1. Around that, he's grounded out twice. Left-handers have been getting on base at a strong rate against Stroud this season. Whip of 2.05 from lefties. 1-1 pitch. He reaches for it, pops it up, foul. First base side. Cook jogging to the warning track and by the dugout. It hits off of the net. First time I've seen that, it actually hit off of the top of the net and ricocheted into the seats. Just bounced on its square. It's 1-2. Of Stroud's 7 homers, 5 have been to left-handed batters. He could finish out this inning perfect and not have to see another lefty, though. Here's the 1-2. Just fouled off of home plate. Count stays at 1-2. Orioles winners today. Felix Bautista picking up the save. Had to dance around a bases-loaded situation in the top of the 9th inning against Houston, but still got it done 5-4 as Baltimore was able to avoid being swept and keep that streak alive. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball fouled off left side to the Bay Sox dugout. Baltimore will turn their attention tomorrow to Seattle. The elite start on the West Coast. Another 1-2 pitch. Line drive deep out to the right field corner. Fabian running it down, but it's pulling, and it will go foul. .10 first pitch tomorrow, then 9:40 on Saturday. Day game at the very least after that. And the Orioles continue the West Coast trip to San Diego and Oakland before hosting Toronto later this month. Another 1-2 to Aldretti is too far down and away. 2-2 after 3 consecutive 2-strike fouls. Bowie down 5-1 here in the bottom of the 8th inning. They'll have the middle of their lineup to try and kickstart a 4-run rally in the top of the 9th. 2-2. Bounces in again, run the count full. Aldretti had put the first, second, or third pitch into play out of his first 3 plate appearances, but here he's going to see a 9th pitch. 2.12 average on full counts this season for the right-hander. Strikes out about 35% of the time. Doesn't walk as often. Stroud holds. The payoff pitch is grounded to third. Holding back on it, Wagner. 2 hops at the chest and a speedy throw to first base. Beats out Aldretti. 5-3 put out, and there's 2 away here in the 8th inning as Stroud wins that 9-pitch war. Victor Barracota will bat. He's been safe today twice on a couple of fielder's choice plays. Drove one in the 6th inning on a batted ball to short. Throw went home and was offline. First pitch in, and the right-hander lifted in the air. First base side, foul ground. Cook onto the warning track, tries again, and is unable to make the play again. That's the second instance we've seen of Billy Cook trying to make a backward bucket catch against the infield from first base. Again, it's his first time playing at first today. Still can't rule it a missed catch error with how far he had to go and with his back to the infield the entire time. Still just unfortunate that it could have ended the inning. Nothing in one to start. Here's the next. And it swung on and missed outside. Quickly 0-2. Cade Stroud coming off of a fine appearance against Portland last week. An inning and a third, allowed a solo home run. The only run he had allowed in what was Bowie's 13-7 win. 0-2 pitch misses outside. It's one ball and two strikes. He did strike out a pair. That homer was the only hit he allowed, too. Didn't allow any of the base runners. 1-2 pitch. And it swung on and missed high for strike three. Two strikeouts and a perfect eighth inning for Cade Stroud. Bay Sox offense will try to score four and avoid taking the loss here tonight as they trail 5-1 into the ninth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Ready to party like it's 1979? Then boogie on in to Royal Farms for Chicken Palooza Disco Style. For a limited time, get a two-piece chicken meal, white, dark, or tenders, and Royal Farms Western fries for just $6, with a portion of each sale donated to a local charity. Plus, register to win Royal Farms World Famous Chicken for a year. It's a celebration! So hustle on in and tell them you heard it on the radio. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms. 10 cents from each chicken box sale will benefit local charities.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland. The real estate company of choice.
Homeowners Association. Do I have your attention? HOAs inspire very passionate responses from both advocates and haters. Avoiding HOA disputes is a tricky business. It takes experience, knowledge, and hard work. At Fellner Legal Services, we pride ourselves on preaching good governance. That means writing clear rules, enforcing fairly, and listening to the homeowners. If you have an HOA legal question, visit flslawyer.com today. Fellner Legal Services. Service. Success. Simple.
Well, as always, it is a pleasure to have you stop on by the ballpark to catch up on some Bay Sox baseball. Just wish we had a tighter game to tell you about right now. But we down 5-1 into the ninth inning. Still plenty of opportunity, but they need to get going early and really roll against the new pitcher, Tyler Myrick, on the mound for the Squirrels. Richmond closer, at least an attempt today. It's not a save situation as the first pitch here to Judd Fabian is called for strike in the upper outside corner. It's nothing and one. Parker Dungey is done. Two scoreless innings with one hit, one walk, one strikeout. A one pitch. Fabian pops it foul behind home plate. Quickly nothing and two. With Myrick on the bump to try and finish out the game. 6 foot, 205 pound. 25-year-old right-hander from Gainesville, Florida. 14th-round selection in 2021 by San Francisco. 0-2 pitch, and Fabian swings and misses high for strike three. Three pitches. Fabian is down on strikes for the third time today, 1-for-4 overall. Myrick opens with a strikeout, 8 punch-outs for the Squirrels staff. It's Max Wagner will bat now. Myrick on the season has 7 appearances, a 1-0 record, and a 0.79 ERA. 11 and one-thirds innings, 12 strikeouts, 2 walks. He's allowed 1 home run. First pitch to Wagner is called for strike on the outside edge. It's nothing and one. Wagner is 1-for-3. And a double and a run scored in the fifth inning. Only Bowie run today as the 0-1. This is outside and goes back to the screen. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. Here's the next, and it's lifted in the air, deep right field. Barracudo backing up on it to the warning track now, but puts his back to the wall and makes the catch. Two away. The Sox down to their final out this evening. Myrick made his Double-A debut at Prince George's Stadium. Actually, no, he made it here against the Bay Sox. Fired an inning and two-thirds scoreless. And had opened his Double-A career with five scoreless outings and seven and two-thirds scoreless innings. John Rhodes will bat now for Bowie. As the Bay Sox trying to maybe get at least one more kickoff or rally. First pitch in, and Rhodes watches high fastball for called strike. Collected just 91. Here's the next, and Rhodes fouls it off of the catcher's mask. Bay Sox down to their final strike tonight. Rhodes 2-for-3. RBI double in the fifth, infield single in the seventh. Bay Sox only have four hits total. And the Squirrels getting their fans into it now as Bowie sits here with bases empty, two outs in the ninth. Myrick turns from the chin and fires the 0-2. Rhodes floats it out to left center field, a base hit toward the gap, and this one's going to roll. Rhodes is on to third base with a double, his second of the game, his third hit. And the Bay Sox have a little bit of business here with two outs in the ninth inning. They're not going away just yet. Silas Ardoin will try and keep the good times moving. However they may come. It's an 0-for-2 day for Ardoin. Walked in the third inning. Lined out to ride in the fifth. Struck out swinging in the seventh. Will Jensen, still the pitcher of record for Richmond tonight. Squirrels took the lead after Jensen had thrown a scoreless sixth inning. Got a battery visit here with Brandon Martorano, making sure that the signs are correct. With a runner at second base. No reason to have a margin for error. Ardoin steps in. First pitch from Myrick. Pass ball too high. It's 1-0 to start. Here's the next. Called strike. Fastball on the inside half at 93. Touching up a little bit on the zone there. Count goes even at 1-1 here on Ardoin. Maxwell Costas on deck for Bowie. It's still a four-run game. Out of the stretch, Myrick holds. 1-1. And it's too far down and away. Two balls and one strike. Myrick has a very interesting hold before coming set out of the stretch. Talked about it a little bit when he was making his Double-A debut. But he still likes to keep the ball and glove around his chin. And he holds his elbow up perpendicular to his torso. So basically just outright from his shoulder. Here's the 2-1. And Ardoin fouls it off. Left side. The Sox are down to their final strike for the second time tonight. It's as if he's just holding it out, trying to set up an uppercase L that's turned upside down. I don't know how to say it. Runner at second, two outs in the ninth. The 2-2 to Ardoin is popped foul behind home plate. We'll do it again. I tell you, the Orioles fans have been traveling well this series. Handful of hearty O's. In the national anthem, see a handful of Ripken, Mancini, jerseys out in front. And a J.J. Hardy. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss high for strike three. Bay Sox fall tonight in game three of this six-game series. 5-1. Four-run sixth inning. A lot of damage against Kyle Brnovich. And Bowie will fall just a step back in the Southwest Division standings, but a chance to move right back in tomorrow. We've got plenty to come with Bay Sox postgame in just a little bit. We'll step aside and return in a moment. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life.
connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Now back to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNEV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech, 410-224-4377.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's now time for Bay Sox postgame. Let's head back to the ballpark.
Sox hope for a little bit more tonight, but it can only take you so far as they fall to Richmond 5-1 here in Game 3 of this six-game series. Matt Sabatis with you as we get rolling with Bay Sox postgame. It's a 2-1 lead in this critical six-game series between Bowie and Richmond. If Bowie wants to at least secure a season series split, they're going to have to win the rest of the games in this series, but I'm not sure that that's too high on their priority list as much as it is to just try and pull even and maybe push ahead with the team currently sitting in first place in the Southwest Division. We've got plenty to discuss here on the postgame show, but it's going to start with a recap, of course. We'll walk you through some of the highlights you might have missed in this one, and then take a quick look around the Eastern League, check in on some of the other scores that you might have missed from the Orioles organization as well. But first, we recap, take you back in time to the faraway land of 6:36 p.m. when the first pitch came home from John Michael Bertrand to Dylan Beavers. It was a foul, and Beavers would eventually strike out looking on a full count. Bowie went down in order on 12 pitches in the opening frame. Bottom of the first came around, and one of the main stories of the day was John Means, a Major League rehab assignment, his first professional appearance since undergoing Tommy John surgery early in 2022, and it was a strong opening. A ground out to open it, a strikeout looking to follow, and a fly out to finish it. First inning saw 17 pitches for Means, 9 of them going for strikes, and a perfect frame. Bottom of the second got a leadoff single for Judd Fabian, but a double play ended Bowie's early chance. Bottom of the frame saw John Means work scoreless again. Strikeout, ground out, line out, and we were on to the third. Bowie got a leadoff walk, but left him at second base. In the bottom of the third, Means gave up a leadoff single and left there. He was just shy of 30 pitches, which was around where we anticipated him to be. A single against the new pitcher, Nolan Hoffman, put 2-1 with none out, but Hoffman was able to work a shallow flyout and a double play to end the inning. In the fourth, the Bay Sox went down in order, still against Bertrand, a flyout and two strikeouts, and in the bottom of the fourth against Kyle Brnovich, Richmond finally got on the board. An infield single by Donovan Walton and a wild pitch got him to second base. A ground out pushed him to third, and with two outs, Carter Aldretti was able to put the first run on the scoreboard. The 1-0 pitch, and it's lined out to right center field, a base hit. Richmond will take the lead. RBI single for Carter Aldretti. It's a 1-0 game. Very simple stuff there. The Bay Sox have been having their trouble recently with allowing the first run of the game to go to the other team, but they were quick in response as the game moved into the top of the fifth. Max Wagner led off with a double, went to third on a wild pitch, but that wasn't going to be necessary as John Rhodes was able to bring him in with a two-bagger of his own. Again today, 1-1, and Rhodes smokes it into center field. A tough play for Matheny, running back on it. It's over his head. Wagner will score. Rhodes is the second base. He'll stop there. RBI double for John Rhodes. Ties the game. It's 1-1 here in the fifth. It would stay 1-1 for a little bit as the bottom of the fifth went and was pretty quick for Kyle Brnovich. Two strikeouts around just one single. Top of the sixth, saw Bowie get an error for a base runner. A stolen base for Billy Cook got him into scoring position, but they couldn't move him past second base. As a matter of fact, Bowie did not get a runner past second base for the remainder of the night. Bottom of the sixth was trouble for Brnovich, and it started on the second pitch that he threw. Will Wilson had fouled off the first and sent the second one over the center field wall. Here's the next, and it's crushed on the line to deep left center field. Beavers is running back. He'll stop at the warning track and watch this one go. Will Wilson has rejoined the Squirrels with a bang. A solo home run for his first of the season here at AA. His 14th overall in the year. A go-ahead blast to lead off the sixth, and Richmond retakes the lead. It's 2-1. Well, that would have been enough for the Squirrels, but they carried it much, much further through the frame. After a hit-by-pitch and a single to follow, a double steal from that put two on, two in scoring position to be precise, with none out. Ground out kept both runners at their place, but when Victor Barracoto hit a high chopper back to the shortstop, Richmond decided to try for home plate. Here's the 1-0. Grounded high to shortstop. Holiday backs up, gloves, throws home, but it's off target. The high bounce threw off his angle slightly, and Walton scores on the fielder's choice. Richmond's got a two-run lead. It's 3-1. Walton was able to come home, and Barracoto was able to reach. That still kept two on base, and Andy Thomas, fresh into the game, was able to drive them both in. With first and second, one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning, already two runs across for Richmond in this frame. Next pitch, line drive, right center field, very deep. This will split the gap. Bounce and roll to the wall. Matheny scores. Here comes Barracoto with a wave. The throw comes in, but it's off target. Two RBI double for Andy Thomas. It's a four-run inning for the Squirrels and a 5-1 game. Well, that would eventually be the final. Brnovich got two strikeouts to end the frame and then pitched a perfect seventh. In the eighth, Cade Stroud was able to come in and strike out a pair and get a ground out on the other batter for a perfect frame, but Bowie could not get anything else. They got two base runners in the seventh inning, but left them on. In the eighth, they went down in order against Parker Dunshee, and in the ninth, against Tyler Myrick. John Rhodes picked up a double to center field with two outs, but got left at second base when Silas Ardoin struck out. That'd be it, and your final box score looks like this. Bowie, one run on five hits with no errors. They left on six. Richmond scores five runs on eight hits with one error. They left on four. Will Jensen picks up the win. He moves to 7-0 on the season. Kyle Brnovich the loss. He falls to 0-2. No save as the game was played in a zippy 2 hours and 6 minutes in front of a paid attendance at the Diamond of 9,091. With the loss, Bowie falls to 49-56 on the season. Their one-game winning streak is over. Bay Sox are now 22-26 on the road. With the win, Richmond moves to 54-51 of the year. Their one-game losing streak is over. Squirrels are now 32-22 when playing in front of home crowds. Second half sees Richmond improve to 21-15, while the Bay Sox fall back to 500 at 18-18. Two sides, of course, back at it again tomorrow, and we'll preview that game in time. But for now, we break. When we come back, we cruise around the Eastern League, check in on some of the other scores in action and completed, as well as the rest of the Orioles organization. Everyone's still playing. 2 hours and 6 minutes, but we got done before a lot of folks. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Postgame.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Another patient-first difference? Prescriptions on site. Patient First carries prescription medications for most urgent care conditions, so you can walk out with your prescription in hand, head home, and start feeling better sooner. It's yet another way we offer convenient care that fits your busy schedule. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Well, back to Richmond one final time this evening as we get ready to conclude Bay Sox postgame following a 5-1 Bowie loss to the Flying Squirrels. Matt Sabata is with you from the Diamond as we take a quick trip around the Eastern League tonight. Plenty of games still in action. A fast one here in Richmond meant that there's still going to be a few that aren't just barely halfway done. But we do have three finals. Harrisburg able to take down Akron tonight, 5-2, 4-run third inning, carrying a lot of the load in that one. So the Senators are going to jump the Bay Sox in the standings at the end of the night while Bowie stays at pace with Akron. Erie beats Altoona 2-0, so at least that helps a little bit. The Curve are not going to move anywhere. Still, actually, they will fall a game, 5 games out of first place, but they won't move anywhere in relation to Bowie. That's what we really focus on. Only 3 hits for both sides on that one. Interesting finish for another Erie win. Hartford has taken the first 3 now over the Portland Sea Dogs. 3-run first inning was a good kickstart for the Yard Goats on the road. They eventually won 7-4. And Binghamton is really getting the heated anger of Somerset right now. After the Rumble Ponies had taken the first 2 in the 6-game series against their Subway Series rival, Yankees affiliate has put on 14 runs over the first 5 innings. It is 14-0 with only 2 Binghamton hits after 5.5. And they're in the top of the 6th out in New Hampshire as Reading holds onto a 5-1 lead over the Fisher Cats. Orioles organization sees all 3 main affiliates still in action right now. At the single-A level, Delmarva still having a tough time, trailing Carolina 5-3. It's the bottom of the 6th in that one. High-A Aberdeen has a 1-0 edge over Brooklyn right now. That's the Mets affiliate in the middle of the 4th out in Brooklyn. And Norfolk is trailing Jacksonville. They've been having some trouble with the Marlins affiliate down there in Florida. 5-1, 3-run 6th inning has done some damage for the Tides there. It's the top of the 7th right now. Joey Ortiz is up to bat with a runner at first. But again, the score we care about most on this production is that of Bowie's. And today they fall to Richmond 5-1. Two teams will be back at it again tomorrow as Bowie will try to pull back even in the set. Bay Sox look to send Carlos De Vera to the mound. 3-6 record with a 4.83 ERA. Hayden Birdsong will make his second appearance at AA. He's 0-1 with a 10.80 ERA. 6:35 first pitch tomorrow, which means the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show of 6:15. That's all we've got for you tonight. Matt Sabatis from the Diamond saying thank you so much for stopping on by as the Bay Sox fall to Richmond tonight 5-1. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This broadcast of Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV has been brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Fellner Legal Services, and Bally's. Join us next time for Bay Sox Baseball, exclusively on Capital Gold WNAV Annapolis.